This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
This is Johnny Gould's Jewish State.
He's not your stereotypical Tory, but who is these days? Sean Bailey was born in a council house and raised by a single mum. He was homeless for part of his 20s, and he says it was the most terrifying time of his life. He was often attacked with baseball bats and knives. He stayed on mates' sofas until they got girlfriends, and then, when overnight options ran out, he'd sleep on the night bus, circling London until the next mate piped up with an offer of his sofa for a few days. He was 24 and at university at the time. He's also been a social worker and was a number 10 advisor on helping young people get out of crime and into work. And he's been a member of the London Assembly since 2016. And now, he's the Conservative Party's candidate for Mayor of London.
For those who listen, for those who are willing to listen, this is Johnny Gould's Jewish State.
I caught up with him on a flying visit to Hendon, Brent Cross and Golders Green as he attempts to unseat the incumbent mayor, Sadiq Khan. His visit was organised by Hendon ward councillor Nitza Flus, a chance to show Sean representatives of Shomrim, that's Hebrew for guardians or custodians, a very well-resourced neighbourhood watch group patrolling the streets, clamping down on crime and protecting the Jewish population. And Hatzolah, the emergency medical service run entirely by volunteers. He speaks up against anti-Israel activities on British university campuses and says, right here, right now in London, we need to be saying much more about cancel culture.
And also I'm going to do something about Israel Apartheid Week. I just think it's the most disgusting thing. And I think people, if we're going to say London is a crossroads of the world, and I believe it is, we need to stand up against things like that. So I'll be very vocal against that.
Anybody who's not prepared to stand up publicly is completely wrong. And more importantly, because he, Sadiq Khan, has friendships in that group of people, he could challenge them directly. He's on that side and should be saying something. I have and will continue to do so, said Sean. Responding to that claim, London Labour said, this is an outrageous slur from a Tory candidate. Sadiq Khan has always stood up for London's Jewish communities, from attending a Yom HaShoah commemoration as his first act as mayor to calling out anti-Semitism wherever he sees it. But this is a battleground for Jewish voters. In my last episode, Tuvia Tenenbaum slated the virtue signalling which surrounds the Holocaust. It's critical to note Tuvia specifically not referring to Sadiq Khan here. Nevertheless, when Labour talk about attending Holocaust memorials, Labour should note, you don't win Jews over like this.
They talk very nicely about the dead Jews in World War II, you know, they're such nice people, be-ba-boom, and it's so bad, and let's give some money to memorize them and make an event, you know. Maybe even in the House of Commons, maybe wherever it is, make an event, you know, in a beautiful place, you know, to memorize those dead Jews. But the Jews, living Jews, you know, I mean, it's like, hello, let's, you know, just, yeah, there was horrible creatures on the planet.
He's bang against the sharp hike in congestion charging and the ULEZ carbon taxes, which has affected Jewish communities among many other people who live in the outer London suburbs. He says his visits to Israel have also given him insight into the Haredi communities in Stamford Hill. His profile isn't as high as previous Tory candidates like, well, Boris Johnson, for example, but he says London isn't a Labour city. It's a city of hustlers. And what about Labour and Jewish voters? In a recent front page splash in the JC, they revealed 72% don't think Jeremy Corbyn should be expelled from Labour, 70% deny there's even a serious anti-Semitism problem in the party, and nearly 3 out of 10 even think Corbyn would do a better job as leader than Sir Keir Starmer. I was given just a few minutes outside a crisp and cold Hendon town hall enough time for him to make an impression.
This is Johnny Gould's Jewish State.
Oh man, it's really nippy. Sean Bailey, thank you for coming to Hendon Town Hall today, by the way.
Pleasure.
May the 6th, your plan for the Jewish people when you become mayor.
So my plan is twofold. I have a plan for all of London to make London safer, fairer, you know, an easier city to live in. I have a 10-point plan for that. What I say, the particular part for the Jewish community here in Hendon, I've made it quite clear, I will not expand the ultra-low emission zone. It cuts a big community in half, and I think that's wrong. I think there's better ways of cleaning our air quality. Number two, I'm going to make sure that all the streets of London are safe. So my extra 8,000 police officers, of course, you'll see your fair share here in Hendon. And I'll be reopening some of the 38, all of the 38 police stations closed by Sadiq Khan, which again means at least one police station reopened here. But the deeper thing is this. I've spent a number of years now getting to know the Jewish community, and I want to really be a beacon for fighting anti-Semitism. I went on the March of the Living and learned so much. It was a personal experience for me. So what I've come back and done, I've been speaking to Jewish students about supporting them on campus to make sure that they feel safe, to make sure that they're not discriminated against and they can have their opinions, political, one way or the other. And also I'm going to do something about Israel Apartheid Week. I just think it's the most disgusting thing. And I think people... If we're going to say London is a crossroads of the world, and I believe it is, we need to stand up against things like that. So I'll be very vocal against that. And of course, there's a number of other positive things I want to do. I'm going to make London a crossroads for the world, City Hall. And I really want to bring the Jewish people into that experience so they can say, come to London, we're an international place. Come meet Jewish community, come and meet everybody. And lastly, the last thing I'll say, I'm going to do trade mission to Israel. There's so much exciting technology there and good business opportunities. And as I rebuild London's economy, Israel will be one of my first stops.
This is a very exciting manifesto for the Jewish people. And I must tell you, Sean, you're pushing against an open door, especially when you look at the front cover of the Jewish Chronicle last week, which said 72% of Labour members do not want Jeremy Corbyn expelled. 70%, 7 out of 10 members of the Labour Party deny there's an anti-Semitism problem. 29% of people think Corbyn would do a better job than Keir Starmer. I mean, Keir Starmer is doing your job, isn't he? To a certain extent. You're pushing against an open door for potential, even Labour voters who are Jewish, to switch sides and vote blue.
What I would say to people is my job is to bring us all together. Where the Labour Party is something they should learn from, they should recover. It looks like they've got a way to go. I want to bring the Jewish community in, the Muslims, the Christians and anybody else who has an open, liberal view of the world. Let's get together, let's work. We want to rebuild after Corona and I see the Jewish community as a big part of that. You have great expertise, great professionals and I will lean on the Jewish community to make all of London just do that bit better.
And we're in the shadows of the Shomrim ambulances and what look like police cars in partnership with the Metropolitan Police Service. You're seeing Hatzolah as well, which is another remarkable thing. What an example that is, I think, to, you know, community support. Big society, which is what David Cameron used to call it, perhaps.
Look, all of these organisations, Shomrim organisation is really, really, really powerful. And I tell you why, because there's lots of communities across London who could learn from this best practice, who want to expand how they work in their own community. This is where the Jewish community has a real lesson to teach. And I will be part of interpreting that, spreading that message, letting people learn. Because London's future is international. And I think if we grasp that now, if we go forward, London's best days are ahead of it.
You're a man of passion, Sean. I see that for myself today. Congratulations on a great video which really described how you can go from your house in Brentwood and be bankrupt by the time you get to the West End. I mean, a tax on movement was what the Beatles wrote about in Taxman, but it's a reality in the 21st century. That's got to stop, hasn't it?
All of these things. One of the main things I'll be doing for all Londoners is just reducing the costs of living in London. No matter who you are, young, old, we can all agree London is a very expensive place to live. We've got to ease that burden.
May the 6th be with you, Sean Bailey.
Thank you very much, and also of you. Look, London needs a fresh start, and I have a plan to give it that fresh start.
Thank you very much, Sean Bailey.
Pleasure. Absolute pleasure.
If you like Johnny's regular podcasts, think about making a donation at either patreon.com/Johnny Gould or click on the PayPal icon on the donations page at jewishstate.co.uk or buy him a coffee. He loves coffee at coffee.com/Johnny Gould. That's ko-fi.com/Johnny Gould.